Hey, Russell Evans here. We're so excited that you've joined us today at Planet Shakers Church. We trust this message will impact and change your life.
It's a bright season we're living in. An amazing season where we celebrate Jesus coming. You know, isn't it amazing that Jesus was in a manger and there was a light that got the attention of people, and they followed that light to Jesus. And it's actually a prophetic picture of what we should be doing. We should be a light that leads people to Jesus. Yeah. Matthew 5, verse 13 to 16 says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its flavor," everyone say flavor. Yeah. How many like food with flavor? Yeah. How many don't like flavor in your food? You're all the skinny people. Flavor is amazing. You know, I'm on this amazing, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. And I have chicken every morning. And out at CL, they're incredibly good chefs out there. And we have three different chefs, I think it is. And I have my 70 grams of chicken. And I'm so excited when it arrives. And when I bite into it, what I love is not the chicken. I love the flavor they attach to the chicken. But what I've checked is there any calories in the flavor? And there's none, so we're good. But the flavor makes the chicken taste better. Our society is an amazing place to live. Australia is awesome. The nations are incredible. But it's what we bring in flavor that makes society better. And Christians should be the most joyful people because we have Jesus. You see, the world lived by happy and sad. Let me describe what that means to you or means to them. Happy, I get a new job. Sad, I lose it. Happy, I get a new car. Sad, I crash it. But when you have Jesus, you're not determined by circumstances. Whether you're happy or sad, you're determined by who lives in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you have joy even when your circumstances might be challenging. You are the salt of the world, but if it loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? If it's then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. And then this scripture I really want to focus on. You are the light of the world. Everyone say light. Of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. You see, God wants your life to shine who He is. You know, I like being, you know, I don't like people knowing who I am. I just like flying under the radar. And I like church just flying under the radar. But when God puts something on you, you become a light in a city. I believe that we are here to make a difference here in Melbourne and the planet, in Geneva, in South Africa, all over the world. You are not here just to suck up oxygen and occupy a seat. You're here to bring a light that shines in darkness. The Bible says, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Then it goes, I love this. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So firstly, we notice that it says, be the flavor. We talked about that in society. God wants you to flavor society with goodness. But secondly, it says, be the light. You know, light is one of the most universal and fundamental symbols. It is the spiritual and the divine, and it is illumination and intelligence. Light is the source of goodness. So God is the light. Jesus is the light of the world. And the Bible says, you are the light of the world. What is it saying? That Jesus lives in us to bring light, the source of goodness, to bring illumination, His greatness, to bring intelligence, His mindset. That's what God wants you to do, is shine His light. And if you think about light, it affects how we live. You know, when you go to Europe, there are, in winter, it is quite depressing. You get up at 10 a.m. in the morning, it's still dark, and then you go to work, because in Europe they go to work later. No, I'm just kidding. And then at 3 p.m., it goes down and becomes dark again. So you have a very short period of light. Then in summer, it's the reverse. People way enjoy summer in Europe more than they do winter. Why? Because darkness brings depression, but light actually brings freedom and joy. So when Jesus is saying, you are the light of the world, when the scripture is saying you are a light of the world, a city on a hill that cannot be hidden, so let your light shine before men so it might glorify God, it's saying, be the person who changes the atmosphere. I did some research on light, and what is in the natural is also in the spiritual. And I want to look at how light affects how we live. So if I'm going to look at the natural, I've got to look how it is in the spiritual. Did you know that light is good for your health naturally? You have a thing called vitamin D. And vitamin D, watch this, fights disease. It is good for our immune system. So light is good for our immune system. Same with our spiritual system. The light of Jesus is good for our spirit. If you constantly live in darkness or you're constantly around darkness, you don't feel alive. But when you live in light, your system is operating on how it should be. And so as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Light is good for your spiritual health. I'm not talking about sun. I'm talking about not the sun, S-U-N. I'm talking about the sun, S-O-N. When you have revelation of who Jesus is in your life, it's good for your spiritual health. And when a city is lit up by your light, it's good for the city's health too. The thing about light being good for your health, it's good for weight loss. I'm getting in the sun more often this year. You can laugh at that. That was funny. Some of you are like, huh? They say it's good for weight loss. What is it? The Bible says, throw off all the sin, the darkness that hinders you. Throw it off, cut it off, and run the race with perseverance. Fixing your eyes on who? Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith. In other words, you run lighter when you see the light. You aren't weighed down by dark things when you live in light. It's good for your spiritual health. They say that light is good to help depression. The Bible says he gives me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, depression. So when we praise God, we get lighter in our spirit. When we praise him, we magnify who he is and we see him in his glory. When we see him, we become like him. And so no longer am I pushed down by depression, but I'm lifted up to revelation. Light is good for your spiritual health. Revelation light I'm talking about. Light helps you see. You go, huh, thank you for that. It helps you see. It reveals. Jesus is the revealer. The Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to us. You know, people have heard about Jesus all their life, but then they come to a moment when we see who he is, how he is the Savior of the world, how he died for our sins. And though we knew or may have heard a little bit about him, all of a sudden the light switch on and it reveals who he is. Light reveals. You want to live a life of revelation, live in the light of Jesus. I remember, next one, light is more powerful than the dark. If you were here and this room was dark and you switched one of your iPhones on with the torch on, that light would start penetrating dark. And that's what God is saying, let your light shine before all men. In other words, let the light penetrate the dark. You might be in a dark sea at night and a ship might be going through a storm and then they'll see a lighthouse, this light that penetrates the dark. We have met in different buildings over the years and different things and different places, and we've had people at time go, well, why do you have church in that building, or why do you have events in that building? Don't you know what happened in that building? Don't you know what event happened in that building? And I'm saying, well, what are you worried about? They said, well, there's so much darkness in there. There's so much bad spirits. And I said, there might be, but the spirit that's in us is greater than the spirit that's in the world. And so we're not going to be dictated by darkness. We're going to bring the light. And where we brought the light, thousands of people walked down the aisle and gave their life to Jesus. Why? Because light is more powerful than darkness. If you believe that, give a shout of praise to the one who brings light. So many people worrying about the dark. Just turn the light on. Worried about what happens in cities and nations and what happens with this. Well, what's going to happen with this and happen that? Just turn the light on. Bring the goodness of Jesus. People can't, they can argue with your doctrine, but they can't argue with the experience of light. Bring His goodness to a city. Bring His goodness. That's why we serve the community, because we want the community to understand that Jesus is good and light overcomes dark. Bible says, you know what light does? It enables right direction. Psalm 119, 105 says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. In other words, it's giving you a picture. The path might be dark, but when you get the word of God, it creates light for you to walk. I've discovered in life, you might have a vision that's over there, but if you don't watch where you're walking here, you won't get to that place. That's why you need light to guide you, direction to guide you, things to guide you, the Word of God to guide you. The Word of God is the one thing that the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall remain forever. In other words, the Word of God is so powerful, it can lead you to your direction. I remember when I was younger, I was prophesied over that we would touch the world, and I didn't like that prophecy because I didn't feel like I was good enough to fulfill what that was spoken over my life. And then one day I'm saying, God, is this really from you? Is this really what you are saying? And He said, open up the Bible. And I don't normally do this, go, you know, lucky dip. Oh, that scripture's for me today. Jesus wept. I definitely don't want to see the one on Judas, that's for sure. And so there I am, and I open up, and He says, open up the Bible to where you're reading your devotions. And I open it up to Jeremiah 1. And it said, and the Lord spoke to me and says, do not say you're young, for I have touched your lips and I've caused you to be a spokesman to nations. And it was like the light of revelation came on and said, what I have spoken out of a man's mouth, I have confirmed out of my word. So many times we just let the words of man dictate our future instead of letting the word of God dictate our future, and let the man, the word out of the man of God or the woman of God, confirm what God has spoken. Never do something because someone's just spoken it over your life. It should be a confirmation for what is going to happen. We good? Yeah. Lastly, well, no, there's two more. Light in you reveals Jesus to others. Light in you reveals Jesus to others. I remember I like shopping. I like, people always say I like new shoes. That's true. I inherited it off my son. He didn't inherit it off me. I inherited it off him. And, you know, we were just having a holiday in London and, there's a lot of good shoes places there. So you know what we did basically? Walk around to shoe places. Shoe places, shoe places, shoe places. And so there was this shop I liked, and I went in one day to witness to, I didn't witness, I went to buy some clothes, and this lady and I began to talk, and she ran the store, and It was a well-known store, and I began to talk to her about her life, and she told me she'd been through a divorce. She had two teenage children, and we began to talk, and she said, "What do you do?" And I said, "Well, I'm a pastor." I was a youth pastor at that stage, what I do is I tell people about Jesus. She said, "Tell me about that." And I said, "Well, Jesus came to give you life and life to the full. He came to heal you. He came to heal your broken heart. He came to give you freedom. He came to give you joy. He came to give you peace. He came to provide for you. He came to love you like no one can love you. He came to heal you." He came. And she's like, "Wow, that's amazing." And because I liked that shop, I had a good excuse now because I could go and witness to buy more clothes. So here's a clue for anyone who likes shopping. Find somebody who doesn't know Jesus and keep going there and say, "I must keep buying stuff from there. It is a witness on the goodness of God." So I go in there every week, basically. And I remember about a month later after meeting her, an elderly lady walks into the shop and she says, "Hi, is there anyone who, do you sell t-shirts here?" And she said, yeah, we do." She goes, "I want to buy a t-shirt for my husband." And I'm like, "Okay." And she's like, "Okay." She goes, "And my husband's quite large." And she points at me and says, "About the size of him." I'm like, and the lady who's the manager says, come in. And she gets this and she says, how much is that t-shirt?" And she tells her and she says, "Oh no, that's way too much. And so she goes to walk out. And as she's walking out, the Holy Spirit speaks to me and says, "You buy it for a husband." I'm like, "No." Did you hear what she said about my amazing physique? It is amazing. In heaven, there is no calories. There's calorie blockers all through heaven everywhere. I've just discovered a pill called a calorie blocker. Where have you been all my life? And so I'm there. And the Holy Spirit says, "And don't buy the cheapest one." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because Jesus didn't come to die a cheap death. He gave his best." I'm like, "All right." I said, ma'am, come inside. I'll buy it for you." The owner of the manager runs out. "He wants to buy it for you. And I'm sitting at the counter and they're looking for a t-shirt. And I said, "Buy the most expensive one." "Really? Yes. And then I hear the owner, the manager of the shop goes, "Do you know what he does?" "No." "He's a preacher and he believes that Jesus died upon the cross and he believed that Jesus came to give you life and life to the full and he believes that Jesus came to give you joy and he gave you peace and give you love." And she's saying word for word what I'm saying. On the outside, I'm James Bond. On the inside, my pancreas is high-fiving my liver. My liver is going yes to my lungs. It is on the inside, but on the outside. "Yo, what's up?" I pay for it with my friend, American Express. Get points for Qantas. So, ma'am, there you are. I hope your husband enjoys it. She says, no problem, thank you." I said, "No worries, enjoy it." And she gets to the door and she stops. She goes, no, she starts crying. She goes, no, thank you. And I'm like, "It's okay." And I cry easy, like really easy, I cry easy. You know, when my daughter get married one day to some sucker somewhere, I'll be crying. It won't be tears of joy, let me tell you. I'll be like, "You're taking her from me. Bless you. You can walk alone." That's to my daughter and her boyfriend watching in Southeast or North, wherever you are. the tears won't be joyful, let me tell you right now. Just letting you know. And so I'm crying. The owner, the manager's crying. The lady's crying. Some men don't cry. They're usually single. Because women like soft hearts, not hard hearts. So in worship, sir, poke yourself in the eye, let tears run down, have your hands raised, and women of God will, wow, shit, wow, soft heart before, that's what I want. So I'm crying, the music in the background is like, by the rivers of Babylon, there's tears running everywhere, rivers of tears. And so she pulls it out and she says, no, you don't understand. And I said, well, what's that? She goes, I came from a hospital. My husband's really sick and he loves T-shirts. And she said, I don't even know why I stopped in this shop. I would never stop in this shop. She said, but he's going to love it. You've made my day and you've made his too. Thank you so much. All of a sudden, the atmosphere changed in that room. Went from me being stingy and having an attitude of her saying things about me that weren't nice. Truthful, but not nice. To an atmosphere of love and joy and peace and light. And that room was light. And I was able to say, we'll pray for your husband. We'll pray for you. God bless you. Jesus loves you. What happened was the light in me revealed the light of Jesus. And that's what we're called to do. Not just at Christmas. A lot of emphasis at Christmas, but every day, 365 days a year. And in a leap year, 366, so there's no day off of showing your light. If Jesus lives in you, don't hide him in you. Release him from you. Be generous. Be loving. Be giving. Be complimentary. Be people who change the atmosphere of your street. You know, my mum, she understood this. It was actually quite a poor area. It was a housing commission area and we lived there and it was quite a rough area actually. And no one on our street talked to each other. No one talked. And my mum, she was good at cooking only a few things. Everything else were bad, horrible. That's why I've developed a hunger for junk food, because her cooking, flies used to fly into her kitchen just to kill themselves. That's how bad her cooking was. She was a bad cook. But she cooked pavlova like amazing. She cooked Anzac cookies, amazing. She cooked fried rice, amazing. I was going to say flied rice, and there probably was flies in the rice after the flies had come. And pancakes and pikelets, amazing. You can come and make me sound better. And she's there, my mum. And she at Christmas, she says, no one's talking to each other, so I'm going to send a card to every person in the street, and I'm going to find out every name of the family, and I'm going to leave Anzac cookies with them. So my mum would go do this, and she did it 2 years in a row, and she had no response the first year, had no response the second year. But in the third year, we at Christmas time received a few gifts from family one, family two, family three. Then all of a sudden, the street, after a 4 or 5 year period, start giving Christmas gifts to each other at Christmas and talking to each other and relating to each other and loving each other. And I love this because the neighbor across the road had a swimming pool, and so my mum's gift enabled me to go swimming in the pool. All of a sudden the street changed. Where you were fearful to walk down the street, everybody knew everybody. Everybody cared for everybody. And in fact, my mum probably led about 10 people to Jesus in the street. Three of them are preachers of the gospel today. Why? Because she brought light. She didn't bring doctrine. She brought light. And that light revealed Jesus. Because the light that you carry and I carry glorifies God. You know, one of the greatest examples of light is when there's a lot of darkness. You know, I've been at a few funerals, and the funerals that are most impacting to me are the ones that even in a sad, hurtful, broken situation, there is hope and there is light and there's freedom. You see, life is not always highs. There's some lows. There's some challenges I've discovered in life. I used to say, I just want a nice life, and I discovered nice lives don't exist. I discovered that there's joyful lives, but if you want to live a nice life, you never do anything, and there's always challenges anyway. So why not live a victorious life, not just a nice life? And so every place that I've seen there's darkness, where light comes in, it changes everything. And the problem is, when we go through dark times, we allow darkness to get in us instead of letting our light dispel it. So my challenge and my encouragement to you at this Christmas time is, let your light shine. Don't hide it. Don't put it away. Don't turn it down. Don't adjust it. Actually turn it up and let the brightness of God's love minister to people all over the world.
We're so blessed that you joined us today. Thank you for being with us. We'd love to connect with you at church@planetshakers.com, on an email or on any social media platform. Connect with us, and we want to pray for you and believing the best for you. And we'll see you next week. Don't miss out. God bless you.